Hello and welcome to another edition of VI Podcasting. This is going to be podcast number 18. This is going to be in two parts. Lots and lots to tell you. We're going to talk more about the podcast in just a second. But there's been lots going on. I haven't been around for a little while, at least regarding VI Podcasting. But anyone that's visiting my website will know that there's more podcast categories up there. And the information, if you haven't been there or you've listened to this for the first time, is the web address www.vipodcasting.libsyn.com. Now that will get you to all the podcasts and all the categories. However, if you want to subscribe to the individual categories, the information is as follows: http://www.vipodcasting, that's vipodcasting.libsyn.com/RSS, and then for the categories it's VI Podcasting with no spaces, no capitals, Podchester if you want Podchester, PODCHESTER, and finally /Podcast User Magazine, that's PODCASTUSERMAGAZINE, no spaces. You'll be pleased to know that the feedback email remains the same at vipodcasting@gmail.com. Contact me now on Skype as well, which if you just put VI Podcasting in Skype, you will find me there. And you can leave a message and you can speak to me if I'm online and all that wonderfully good stuff. And don't forget you can leave audio or written feedback either through Skype or through the Gmail account. Okay, so part one of VI Podcasting number 18. So what does this consist of? Well, in podcast number 17, we had snapshots from the north. Well, this time we've got snapshots from the summer in the UK. And all this came about purely by chance. Well, certainly not by my design, because my iRiver broke over the summer. And I use that for all my recording. So I had to rely on my mini-disc player, which wasn't behaving particularly well, which subsequently meant that I got lots of small recordings of things, so sometimes sort of 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, when normally I would have made a podcast out of each of these. But I ended up thinking, well, what do I do with all these recordings, little bits and bobs? So I decided to put them together as snapshots from the summer in the UK. We start out with a day out at the Malvern Hills, which is in Worcester, between Worcester and Herefordshire, and it includes St Anne's Well. I'm not going to tell you any more about that right this second. You can listen and find out for yourself. Then we go to Birmingham Botanical Gardens and we see lots of small tropical birds and very big tropical leaves. We go to Covent Gardens in London. We have a brass band in the Ballroom Shopping Centre in Birmingham. And then we go to the Gardeners Weekend in Kingsheath Park. Remember, we went there last year. I can't remember which podcast it was, 11 or 12, I think. We have some music by way of what is called a barbershop quartet, and they're people who sing in a cappella, so no instruments. And very, very good. A very, very, very windy day, so it sounds like the marquee's about to blow down, but rest assured it isn't, and it didn't, and we're all okay and live to tell the tale. A summer thunderstorm. And then finally we'll be back in Weston-super-Mare, and this time we went to Jill Dando's garden. And again, you'll hear all about Jill Dando and why there is a garden in her name. Then we finish off with a paddle in the sea. And in keeping with the title of snapshots, we have included this time little camera shutter sound that tells you when the scene is changing, as well as the usual music that we like to include. So stay tuned for this part one, and we'll speak to you soon. And part two will be following very, very shortly. Malvern, which is a little town,
10 miles outside Worcester, maybe. About 30 to 40 miles outside of Birmingham. What can you say about Malvern? Well, it's the Malvern Hills, basically, on the way towards Hereford and into Wales. And it is very hilly. We just walked up from the train station, and then it was a very steep hill up, wasn't it?
There.
Yeah. And the weather, well, the weather's a bit changeable. It's cloudy at the moment, but we've had sun and a bit of rain on the way here. And we're just going to have a little investigation and see what's about. And see what we can find out about Malvern, because we don't know much about it, do we, between us? It's still in the Malverns. We've had a lovely toasted panini and what did you have? A tortilla wrap.
A chicken and lettuce and tomato tortilla wrap with a salad garnish. Pot of two for two.
And I had a...
They were all fired up on all the burners, as they say.
Yeah, we are. And I had, what did I have? That panini with pineapple and cheese and ham. Mm. It was lovely.
And salad.
And because we had to dash in because it was raining, but it was a good cafe. It was called Lloyd's, and it's you can either eat in or take away if ever you come to the Malvern and want a nice cafe. That would be the one recommended. Amen. So now we're in Rosebank Gardens.
Which is the first bit before you start climbing the Malvern Hills up to St Anne's, eventually get up to St Anne's Well. It says the history of the gardens that we're actually studying. It's sort of nice sort of shrubs and trees and plants.
Yeah.
Still on a very steep hill. So the Rose Gardens offers one of the finest panoramic views over the Great Malvern town centre and the Severn Vale. In 1996, Malvern Hills District Council transformed the gardens. Sir Roy Strong formally opened the rejuvenated gardens on the 21st of September 1996. The gardens now form an area of natural beauty featuring landscaping, new railings, benches, paving and easy access. The 99 steps, which we're about to go up, by the way, leading to Foley Terrace, provide attractive walkways from the town centre to the hills. In 1918, C.W. Dyson Perrins of Lee and Perrins, who was credited as being one to the town's major benefactors, gave the Rosebank Gardens as public gardens, and today his legacy continues to be enjoyed by local people and tourists. Dyson Perrins also contributed towards the public library in Graham Road and the hospital in Lansdowne Crescent.
Goodness.
The gardens occupy the site of Rosebank House, which, because of its poor condition, was demolished in 1959.
Oh.
And off we go.
Yes. You know, Liam Perrin is the Liam Perrin source, isn't it? Which is, well, I would have thought everyone in the world, almost, certainly Western countries, would be able to get Liam Perrin sources.
How steep's this that we're walking up?
It feels like about 45 degrees, seriously. I said that about the last hill, but this is more like 45 degrees.
We're going up some steps now, there's like a grating.
Oh, yes.
These are going to be 99 of them.
So that's, hang on, what are we doing? I'll count them. One, two, three. Is that my third? Three, four, yeah. Right.
Count them all.
No, not out loud.
Boring everybody. We'll tell you when we're halfway up.
Yeah.
Public footpath to... Oh, there is one. To the hills. And St Anne's Well, which is pointing up there.
Yeah.
The footpath isn't there, isn't it?
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, blonde.
It's just narrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be alright.
Yeah. Loads of greenery on our left. A view straight in front of us. We can soon get up high. This is the thing. I mean, if you think we've been climbing since the station.
Yeah.
Oh. So what she's doing is like kids, you start running, just can't stop.
That little up there.
Ah, St Anne's Well, I'd imagine, up there. I couldn't be sure. for now is the well.
Washing the
Swiss. Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. This is the well. The marble part thing. Yeah.
Yeah, put your hand in it.
Got the hand in the water now.
Yeah. It says St. Antoine, splendid Victorian cafe and spring on the foothills of the Monument. Who was St. Anne? Tradition has it St. Anne was the mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus, although there is no mention of her in the Bible story. The earliest record of St. Anne is the history of Monmouth. In the history of Monmouth is one of 1460, which gives an account of one of the altars in the newly constructed Priory Church being consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary and her mother St. Anne. In the church today there is a St. Anne's chapel and there are a number of clerestory windows featuring the saint and lady. She was widely recognised as the patron saint of Wells and Springs. And then this, this, what would you call it here, this big basin.
Ponty type.
A big sink.
It's like a big sink. It's got a plug hole then, isn't it?
It says, drink of this crystal fountain and praise the living Lord, who from the Rocky Mountain this living stream outpoured, fit emblem of the holy fount, that flows from God's eternal mount.
So you can drink it then?
Well, apparently.
I think I should
try. Let's have a look. No, it's probably boiled. Natural spring water cannot be guaranteed and therefore should be boiled before drinking.
Yeah, I think but I should try
this,
it.
No, this marble tablet was placed in St. Anne's Well by the Right Honourable Lady Emily Foley, Lady of the Manor of Great Malvern, October 1892.
So it's a Victorian marble. What did she call it? Fount.
Yeah.
So let me try the water from the well. Okay. I'm recording them. What birds are they? Finches? There's them all over the place. Can you see them? These are the botanical gardens in Birmingham. I like the sound they make, I do. But they sound really small. A lot of squeaky toys.
Is it so pretty?
Oh yeah.
Starving. Visually was from Australia.
Yeah.
Missionary finch. And the golden finch is really great.
Normally.
Bird's major is red and the cat. Indian silverbill and spice finch.
Oh.
From Africa, there's a golden-breasted waxbill. Red-eared waxbill. Red-billed. Hewley.
Oh, my.
Red bishop. Green singing finch.
There's lots there.
Holy
Reaver, cutthroat,
yellow-fronted canary.
Nice. I'll let someone else have a look. Yeah, so we're at the
Gardens and Blessings.
Oh yes, the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. Oh, so you can feel the humidity of the hot air. You can. Oh, not quite as humid as some of our summers of this last July was. You got the. Oh no. In touch. Oh my life. You could use that as an umbrella, there must be. I'm under it now. That's it. Literally like an umbrella. It's funny because when you see people talking about how, you know, they got to survive in the jungle, these leaves would do the trick, I tell you. They keep you dry. You can feel me brushing against the leaves. Oh man, this is the place. It's absolutely full of tropical greenery. About Saturday, post 7/7, it was just over a year ago. So I think maybe that's why there's so many police. And then we mind the step, eh? Blimey. Yeah, he was alright. Not bad, mate. I think we might find something going on in Covent Garden today. Sorry, because we came here last time and wasn't here a lot, but there weren't this amount. Yeah, well, that's good.
What's going on with the police?
They're just there anyway, I'd imagine. Were they there last time we came? No, they said. Where is it? Can you see it? No. I can hear it. Can hear it. People down here turn right, wasn't it?
No, I mean to get back.
Oh, it's easy enough, man. Just straight up.
I don't want to be in the
way. It is Covent Garden. Hopefully we're going to find some entertainment. There's not a lot to tell you at the moment, so.
This chap, got a phone camera?
Yeah.
He suggested like
So this is the 800-year-old Covent Garden. And there's been a market here for that long as well. And obviously it's famous for fruit market. And it used to be a monastery. So... She's giving? Waffles. Just in this shop here. Well, there, if you want them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Reminds you of some kind of Indian bazaar. It's like an undercover kind of market. Yeah. Clothes and jewellery and food, sweets, haberdashery. Yeah. I don't know if there is any haberdashery, I just like the word. Postcards. Hey? Yeah. What do you like? Oh, what's that stuff? Huh? Yeah. I see these pictures, man. Nah. Well, it's because we weren't in season so much, I don't think. Yeah. So sweet. It's a big old place, isn't it? What does it mean?
Cool
hat. Oh yeah. Have you ever tried one?
When you put them all in water.
Ask her about them.
When you pop it, I think they're like the ones you put in your food. When you pop, you don't clean, you put it straight away on my water.
For sure.
And maybe tomorrow you'll shut
up. You're not.
Right,
okay. What's this?
Teas and coffees.
Oh no man. What sort of teas?
English breakfast, English afternoon, ginger.
Oh, ginger man.
Instant hot chocolate, mint tea, Earl Grey. They make a nice present. Stock for tea, little jars, very sweet.
Thank you. at the King's Heath Garden Show, the Gardeners Weekend, should I say, 2006. And completely different day for last time. I didn't know where you were. It's actually cool this time. What's this then? These flowers. I like it.
The little bit set up, we've got hurdles and flowers around, like the track.
Oh,
yeah. Got a person who looks like one of the runners or winner, yeah. On the first box position. It's all out of foil. We'll make out of foil and shake it a bit bigger.
Are you impressed with it this year's last year, the display, or did you like the Yeah, I liked it. I heard someone say it was garish. That was a bit unfair. I know, yeah. What's this dude on about? Got me smell curry. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're good.
European Athletics Indoor Championships.
Ah. Oh, great. Oh, that's good. I'm glad they've got those. They look really good, don't they? I think, you know.
Yeah.
Is that just a normal shale track? It's not flower, made out of flowers.
No,
yeah.
Not
yeah. They do a really good job, don't they? This is the council's gardening department, I think. Gardens department. A lot. Oh my, the wind, I tell you. What's rattling the marquee about at the moment?
That's a subsonic move.
Well, we've got the door out there at least. Yeah, I don't mention how they're like little plots of land that people get and they grow stuff on them. Vegetables, flowers. Look at it, what are these?
Oh, we've got to go around that end.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, look. Huge. We'll definitely have a little touch of those. Sorry, Sam. What?
This prize is the first prize over there. Lovely colours.
Mm, yeah. Are they flower displays? Well, they look beautiful, don't they? No, no. Can't smell them either, not quite. Wow. I know. That was first prize. It's all violet, white, pink, yellow, red.
Second prize. First prize for the vegetables,
huh? What are that? Look at that thing. Is that a marrow or a leaf?
Green beans.
Oh. Oh no, not barbershop. Excellent. Got to hear that.
Get it from the magical culinary.
So we might as well have a look here then. Smells nice. Huh? Smell them. Is that potatoes?
Yeah.
Cut it off. Oh my life. Oh, that is huge. It does smell nice. That wok is... You could almost swim in it. And he's got a big lady thing that he's filling his dishes up with. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very hot. Wonder what's in it. That wok is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Next one, please. The chicken potatoes, what are you doing, the chicken? Hello.
He's got the right idea, hasn't he? Getting people to come to his store. That's the guy with the big wok looking thing. Is that supposed to be a pig?
Yeah, it's a frog. I haven't got the wrist for it. There's those little ones up.
Yeah.
Thick end, Paul.
Go from
the bottom to the top.
Nice. Who makes those? You make them,
no,
would
they're
you?
They're made in Thailand.
Are they?
Yeah, they're just hand carved and then...
Out of what wood is it? It's like a... feels like a light wood, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know. I think what they call it is... There's no British translation for it, it's Chamchar, they call it. It's
oh,
yeah. It's the same with the games, it is a light wood.
Yeah.
But they only use wood from trees
that
you
can
replace really easily.
Really?
So it's not sustainable wood.
Oh.
Very
eco-friendly
the times.
Yeah.
That's
good.
It is good.
They seem like nice people, actually, from what you hear, you know.
Yeah,
you get the impression.
Very, I mean, you know, most of them have got a lot of money, but they're just such nice people.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I lived out there when we were younger.
Really? Excellent. Let's see if I can hear some thunder. But it's not looking very likely at the moment. We've been having thunder. But it's few and far between. We've had a couple of reasonably loud cracks, but I was hoping for some slightly bigger ones than the ones we've already been having. So I'm at my bathroom window. Gonna open it. And it's still raining. Here we go. The head outside. I can hear it properly. Okay, massive piece of lightning there. Much bigger than the one previous. Here we go. And another big piece of lightning. raining a lot worse now, as you can hear. And the wind's up. This is going to be loud. Right, now I'll have to go and attend to my wife because she'll be getting scared. August the 18th, August the 18th, 2006, and Sally and I are back in Weston-super-Mare. But one of the reasons that we came back, apart from liking the place so much anyway, is to see Jill Dando's garden. Jill Dando's garden is in Grove Park in Weston-super-Mare, because she was born and raised, presumably, in Weston. But I don't know very much about her, apart from the fact that she got killed tragically by someone who was obsessed by her.
She's a very well-known television presenter.
Yeah.
She worked on all the holiday programmes. She was in radio for a long time before she was in television. And then she read the news. She also was on, used to do Crime Watch UK with Nick Ross, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's a very well-known celebrity.
Anyway, someone got convicted of it, of her murder, which was a shock to obviously everybody, because she was so well known. And there's a TV programme called Ground Force on BBC One, and normally they go to people's houses and do their gardens up as a surprise. And someone will hire them or whatever to come and do it, and then their unsuspecting wife usually comes back and can't believe the change in the garden, and so on and so forth. But then they also do more high profile things, such as this garden for in memory of Jill Dando. So as you can hear, it's very serene and quiet.
It's very modern though.
Very modern garden.
It's very, very nicely done actually. It's part paved, part grass. We've seen a square. It's a water feature in the middle.
Which you can hear.
Benches all around the outside. And a variety of different shrubs. Which they change seasonally.
Yeah. They've got this big sort of pagoda thing in the middle. It is a pagoda,
pagodas,
yeah.
Which fiance helped put them
on. Yeah. Is it echoing? It'd be great with these microphones. He's barking, and as you can hear, it's sort of echoing. He's barking on my left and it's echoing over to the right and background. Okay, here we are now in Weston by the sea. It's coming in and I've just got to take a picture of Sally. You hear a speedboat out there, can't you? Hey? Hang on then. Right. Have feet. Must paddle.
Oh, when you first get in, but you really do know it does warm up quite
good. When he's freezing. I bet it's turned into jellyfish.
Oh, it's dirty, man.
Oh, it is dirty, but it's come all the way from Worcester and round by us, hasn't it?
Oh,
okay, it's just above me, above my ankles. Oh, it makes me...
Don't go too far.
Makes you grasp.
A big wave comes up to drain.
I know, yeah. You can hear me paddling. Yeah. Yes, they quite quickly.
Now let's walk around the ferry.
Whoops. It's really weird because once you've walked in it once, and when you come back out, it feels really, really warm. I'm staying in a bit like, yeah, yeah. It's obviously coming in, isn't it? Huh? Seaweed around my ankles.
Part 2 to be continued.